12 in the quarter for Braden Eckhout.
It's been a long dry spell for the Broncos at State. Amherst's only trip to Lincoln in the last 53 years was in 1987, when they were the state runners-up. A talented group looks to take the Broncos one step further this weekend. It's Amherst State Tournament action coming up next, but first, the Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lincoln with Classic and Sports Director Doug Duda.
Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com. New Tech
Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to Lincoln and the 2015 Nebraska Boys State High School Basketball Championship. With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda at Prosh Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast for the final game in Class D1 in our opening round. For the first time since 1987 and the second time in 53 years, the Amherst Broncos are playing at the state basketball tournament. They will take on High Plains. That's Clark's, folks. A lot of people have been asking just to make sure that is the Clark's contingent. And they have been here four times, Wall High Plains. They have a deep history behind that as well. The winner, they'll take on Heartland, coached by former Amherst coach Clark Ribble. They pulled away late in the ball game here today and downed the Bloomfield Bees in a quarterfinal game by a score of 65-46. They scored the last 12 points of the game. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the starting lineups and score updates from the first half of the state tournament right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off for High Plains, number 4, 6'4" senior Cale Harless. He averages 11 points and 7.5 rebounds a game. Number 10 is 5'11" senior Cole Klingsporn. The All-Stater averages 20 points and 4 boards a game. Number 14, 6' senior Andrew Adelson averages 4 points and 3 boards a game. Number 22 is Jay Wirtz, 6'2 senior, 5 points, 5 boards a game. And number 30, 6' sophomore, Thomas Young, averages 12.5 points and 3 rebounds per basketball game. They do have a little depth coming off the bench in Josh Demers and Kyle Van Housen. So we'll see those two as well. The head coach is Cameron Hudson, assisted by John Kuchera, Nick Rodine, and Greg Wood. High Plains comes in at 23-2 on the season. They were the runner-up in Class D2 last year, now moving up to D1. They defeated Nebraska Lutheran and Humphrey St. Francis in the sub-districts, Meade in the district final, coming out of the Crossroads Conference, which is well represented here at the state tournament. Now for the Amherst Broncos, number 10, 5'9 sophomore Trevor Adelon, 12 points, 3 boards a game. Number 20, 5'10 junior Trey Tobenheim. He averages just under 9 points and 5 boards a game. Number 24 is 6' junior Braden Eckhout, the team's leading scorer at 18 points and 5 boards a game. Number 30, 6' senior is Cale Preble. He averages about 2 points a game, gets you about 4 rebounds. He's the only senior on the club. And number 34, 6'2 junior Ty Hadwiger. He averages 13 points and just under 6 rebounds per game. The head coach of the Amherst Broncos is Bill Giffen, assisted by John Klosterman and Les Adelung. Amherst is 23-3 on the season. Two of those losses came to Wilcox Hildreth, who was beaten earlier this morning in D2 by Exeter Milligan, the other coming to conference foe Axtell. They defeated Overton and Elm Creek in the sub-districts. They scored the last 10 points in the Elm Creek game to win it by 2, and then shot very well and down Kennesaw, the district final, 72-49. The last time they were at state, 1987, when they were the D2 runner-up. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Back with more from Lincoln after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Scores from around the state tournament today in that 2 o'clock session in Class A. Omaha South blew out South Sioux City 68-34. In Class C1, Bishop Newman had no problem downing Lincoln Christian 50-23. And in C2, Freeman edged Aquinas 47-41. And as we said here, Heartland beat Bloomfield 65-46. So Heartland will play the winner of this game tomorrow at the Devaney Sports Center at 10:45. Bruning Davenport Shickley beat Sutherland 59-33, and Humphrey St. Francis beat Clearwater Orchard 62-53 in the top half of the bracket. Earlier today in B, Beatrice beat Plattsmouth 56-36, and Sydney edged Scotts Bluff 65-63. In C1, Winnebago over Wahoo 66-50, and Central Catholic beat Chadron 46-36. And in D2, Minotaur hits a three-pointer with 5 seconds to go to beat Paxton 53-52. Exeter Milligan scores the last 7 points of the game to beat Wilcox Hildreth 49-40. Later tonight, Bertrand Bancroft Rosalie, 7 o'clock here on Classic Hits. And on the breeze, 94.5, St. Cecilia will play Hardington Cedar Catholic at 7, Adams Central and Elkhorn South at 8:45. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Amherst and High Plains tipping off at the state tournament next.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Amherst will be the home team. They'll move from right to left. High Plains will move from left to right as we view it along your radio dial. And for the first time in 28 years, Amherst is playing here at the state tournament. The ball is in the air, and the opening tip will be controlled here by High Plains. They've got the height. Amherst is going to have to be able to rebound the basketball here today. And they go with an immediate backdoor lob in for a layup scored by Kale Harless. Harless getting the first bucket of the basketball game. 2-0 High Plains. Amherst will get into their offensive set here against a man-to-man defense from High Plains. Could be a run-and-gun, high-scoring game. And I think Amherst and High Plains would like that. Preble at the top of the circle gives it to Adelung. Attacks the left side of the lane. Kicks it back out. Eckout. Stutter step back to Adelung in the left-hand corner. And he'll bring it out. Off the pick. Three-pointer Adelung. It's too strong. And the rebound brought down by High Plains. It's going to be Jabe Wirtz with the rebound. They've got some tough uniforms to look at, the red, white, and blue. And getting all the way open and then blowing the layup was High Plains' Thomas Young. And a rebound brought down inside by the Amherst Broncos. Eckout gets free on the baseline, pulls up off the glass and scores. Braden Eckout with the bucket to tie the game at 2. They try to put a little pressure on, but High Plains quickly inbounds it and gets it to Thomas Young. Into the front court he comes. Gives it off to Wirtz, and he'll clear it out to the top of the circle to Cole Klingsporn. Trevor Adelung has drawn the defensive assignment on High Plains' best player here at the tournament. 90 seconds in, we're tied at two. Spin move, Klingsporn gets down the lane and lays it up and in. The 360 spin got him around the defender, Adelung, for the bucket. As it always is here at Prosh Activity Center, it's very warm. That translates down to the floor sometimes as well. Preble back out top to Eckhout. Eckhout guarded up top there by Wirtz. Eckhout starts to drive. His pass knocked away by Klingsporn. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Amherst, Bertrand, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. State tournament basketball action. As they get it into Trevor Adelung, he's being molested. The ball's on the floor, trying to get a steal, and High Plains will come out of there with it. And then some pressure to try to get it back from Klingsporn. The ball still taking some funny hops. And finally, High Plains is able to control it in the front court, leading 4-2. Klingsporn will come all the way out to the center circle to get the offense set. They'll box the lane, and Klingsporn with a dribble to the right side. Off a couple of picks, he'll come up top to Adelson. Drop it down to the block, lowering his shoulder, making some room, putting it up. No good is going to be Wirtz. The ball tapped out of bounds off High Plains. And High Plains will go to the bench and bring in Kyler Van Housen. Van Housen is a 6'3 junior, so there's also plenty of height coming off the bench here for head coach Cameron Hudson. 5:30 to go here in the first quarter, 4-2, High Plains with the lead. Adelung with a left-hand dribble, guarded by Klingsporn, takes him to the baseline, dribbles through the lane, kicks it back out. Here's Hadwiger from 16, it's good. Ty Hadwiger knocks down the jumper, and it's 4-4 with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Good crowd on hand from both communities as Klingsporn caught by Adelung, feeds Wirtz underneath, and Wirtz will lay it up and in. 6-4 High Plains. Outlet pass. They overthrow Adelung, and boy, what a nice play he makes to throw it off Klingsporn and out of bounds. He was just trying to keep the ball in play and got a little lucky that it bounced off of Klingsporn's leg. Holden Eckhout will check in for Amherst, and so will Blake Kreitz. Now, Coach Giffen didn't use much of his bench. Didn't go past six very often in the district championship against Kennesaw when they scored 31 in the first quarter. Out to Eckhout to Kreitz on the right wing. One dribble. And Hadwiger will take it out on the right side of the key. Three dribbles to the three-point line to Eckhout. 4-3. Braden's off the mark. No good. Trying to run down the rebound. Nobody grabs it. Just boxing people out as Cale Harless of High Plains. And out of bounds it'll go. So the Storm of High Plains will throw it in, leading 6-4 with 4:45 to go here in quarter number one. Wirtz back into the front court on the dribble drive against the pressure, getting by everybody. A weak foul called here. The layup is up and in on Morgan Miller. That was a love tap there. Excuse me, not Morgan Miller, Thomas Young. And that makes it 8-4, the first foul of the game called on Amherst and Blake Kreitz. And checking back, it'll be Preble. So on the floor right now, Adelung, Kreitz, Eckhout, both of them. And Preble. So Young at the line now to try to complete the three-point play. It rattles around and it falls in. And it's 9-4, a five-point lead for High Plains. 4:35 to go first quarter. Front court Preble dumps it into the corner to Kreitz. High Plains has to know there's really only about three shooters on the floor right now for Amherst, because Kreitz and Preble have to be pretty wide open. Eckhout, dribble drive, pull up from six, left wing, can't get it to go. Rebound brought down by Harless. And here comes High Plains. Haven't been a lot of misses yet. Ball knocked out of Klingsporn's hand, but grabbed by Wirtz, right back to Cole in the right-hand corner. Drives the baseline and a blocking foul as he initiates the contact with Adelung. Never know what you're going to get with the officials here. Earlier today in the Wilcox-Hildreth game, that would have just been play on. Here it's a blocking foul on Trevor Adelung. Checking in for High Plains will be Josh Demers. Demers will check in. Inbounds pass, quick fake of the three in the corner for Young. Kicks it back out top, Klingsporn. Here's a long three-pointer on the way. First one of the game for High Plains. No good. Amherst can't grab the basketball. Out of bounds off the Van Housen miss. Now checking in, Brian Bramer. He is really the only big man that Coach Giffen can put in. He's the only guy. Hadwiger's 6'2", but he plays more like a guard. And Bramer, 6'3", inbounds pass. Young gets underneath, gives it right back to the inbounder. Klingsporn for the open layup. Well executed on the inbounds. 11-4, High Plains up by 7. Remember, even when Amherst gets beat, outside of the one time against Wilcox Hildreth, they don't get behind an air ball 3 from Holden Eckhout. Easy rebound for Klingsporn. He wants to push the pace, brings it to the right elbow, stops at the high post, and kicks it out. And if High Plains scores again, Coach Bill Giffen will be thinking time out here. It's been a good start for the Storm. 3:30 to go, first quarter, 11-4. Harless between the circles, kicks it over for a three-pointer that skips out, no good. Ball trying to save it in, but it's out of bounds. Good effort there by Demers. Almost made the spectacular save. Hadwiger back in, Tobenheim back in. 3:23 to go, first quarter, 11-4. High Plains with the lead. The winner plays in the D1 semifinal tomorrow with the tip-off set for 10:45. Into the front court with it. They'll get it to Eckhout. In the corner to Preble. He'll try the three-pointer. Got it. Cale Preble already hitting his average per game with a three-pointer hit for Amherst. 11-7 is your score. High Plains with the lead. Working it around to the right-hand corner. And back out top to Klingsporn. Clarks and Polk and Hordeville and all the areas in between. Part of the Storm here. They had a memorable district final win against Kennesaw a couple of years ago on another state trip. They've had some success. And High Plains starting 4 seniors and then Young's the sophomore. As they come into the lane, a blocking foul going to be called here on Amherst. Looks like it goes on Trey Tobenheim. It'll be his first. And the third on Amherst. No fouls so far on High Plains as they lob it into Wirtz. Top of the key, hands it off to Klingsporn. 1-3. Instead, drives, throws up a one-hand runner off balance. No good. Cale Preble wrestles down the rebound. Outlet pass to Braden Eckhout. Don't have the numbers. Eckhout one-on-one. Wirtz holds his ground, and he'll kick it back to the trailer, Tobenheim. Hadwiger top of the circle. Tie back out to Adelon. 11-7. Here's Preble, tries another three. That one is no good. Ball goes out of bounds, though, off of High Plains. So Amherst will get another opportunity, and Holden Eckhout comes right back in. Cale Preble will check out. And ready to throw it in will be Braden Eckhout. Looking, lobs it all the way to the far corner. Dangerous to Ty Hadwiger. Back up top to Adelung. Back to Braden. Braden's going to get a contested three away. Almost banked it in. Long rebound out to Hadwiger. Back to Eckhout. Charges the lane. Off the glass and in. Hadwiger kept it alive. And Braden Eckhout cuts the lead to 2. 5 straight here for Amherst. 11-9 High Plains. A minute 45 to go in the first quarter. Baseball pass to break the pressure. Now a 3-on-2 in the front court. High Plains goes to the baseline. It's Schuler, and he might have shuffled the feet. Or will they call a hammer? They're going to call a foul on the shot. So Andrew Schuler will go to the line, and High Plains has definitely used a little bit more of their bench, and even Coach Giffen has rotated 8 kids in. The foul's on Holden Eckhout, his first, team's 4th. And the free throw by Schuler is right through there. 12-9, back in is Josh Demers, and checking out Andrew Adelson. For High Plains. Second free throw now for Schuler. On the way, and it is good. So Schuler hits them both. 13-9 High Plains. A minute 37 to go here in the first quarter. And Amherst to throw it in. No defense in the backcourt. High Plains picks them up in a man-to-man when they cross the timeline. Adelung over to Tobenheim. Tobenheim in the paint to Holden Eckhout. Back out to Tobenheim. Left corner to Ty Hadwiger. Hadwiger scoops it back out to Eckhout off the ball screen. Give and go. Nice one to Hadwiger. Attacks the hoop. Layup good. Assist to Braden Eckhout. Ty Hadwiger with his second bucket, and Amherst is starting to come alive here a little bit in the last 2 minutes. 13-11 High Plains. Again, a long outlet pass to break the press. Thought about the deep one underneath the hoop, but thought Harless was covered. Now they'll kick it in the corner 4-3. It's no good. Crashing the boards. Eckhout with the rebound. Foul called on High Plains. Going to go on Adelson, I do believe. Even the official double-checking who that is on. Yeah, they're not sure who it's on. They got the wrong number. That's what happened down there. Adelson's not even in the game. And the official now has to look down at the boys and try and figure out which guy he called the foul on, and he doesn't know. You can tell when he comes to the table, he does not know who the foul's on. So they'll make something up. It's the first foul of the game on High Plains. They won't post it. They still don't know at the scorer's table. Says you can't just say it's a foul. We got to post it on somebody. Seconds to go here in the quarter. Amherst ball, a chance to tie or take their first lead. They still have not posted who the foul's on, so we can't tell you who it's on. It'll be Amherst basketball. Walk it across the timeline. Trey Taubenheim with it. Gets it to Preble into the corner. Gets it down low, Holden Eckhout on the block, lays it up and in. Holden ties the ball game, 13 all, and a nice 9-2 run here with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter, 13 all. Finally, Cale Harless is who they'll say the foul is on. But they let one get away there. The official did not know who he called the foul on. Up top, it's going to be Wirtz. Wirtz to Klingsport. Off the screen, they double him. And see, now there's... We're going to get it called close here early on. They call Cale Preble coming off the screen, and Coach Bill Giffen doesn't like it. And again, Bill Giffen, very mild-mannered coach. He's not going to argue hardly anything. Cale Preble with his first personal foul. 15 foul. High Plains will lob it up top of the circle to Wirtz. Back on the right wing to Van Housen. 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Weak side to Wirtz. Tries to bounce past it inside. Deflected back at him. Lobs it down to the low block. Harless back out to Wirtz. 10 seconds. He'll try the three, and he hits the three. Still a little time on the clock here for Amherst to push the ball up the floor. Pull up three. Taubenheim ties it. Trey Taubenheim knocks down his first shot of the basketball game to answer the three and after one in the D1 State Tournament quarterfinals. Amherst 16, High Plains 16. State Tournament action brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Platte Valley Communications, they are your source for cellular phone sales, service, and repair. Their 30-year reputation has been built by offering the highest quality products and the best possible service. They are your Alltel authorized agent and look forward to providing you with service far superior to the supercenters and the strip malls. Platte Valley Communications in Kearney and Hastings. Check your white pages.
A pretty even first quarter of play, pretty clean first quarter of play as well. 16-16, we go to the second quarter of play, and it will be Amherst basketball after they hit the three to tie it there at the end of the quarter from Trey Taubenheim. They have five players that have scored. Eckhout and Hadwiger have four. On the other side, five for Jabe Wirtz. Taubenheim tries another three, hits another three to start the quarter, and Amherst has their first lead of the basketball game. 19-16. First possession here of quarter number two. Let's see how High Plains responds. Zero turnovers for the Storm until that ball got knocked away by Preble. They pick it back up. Wirtz kicks it to Klingsporn. Open on the block with the leaner. Demers missed the short jumper, and it's going to be deflected into Braden Eckhout's hands. Four boards for Amherst, three for High Plains in the first quarter. Hadwiger out to Eckhout. Back to Ty. Again, zero turnovers in the first quarter for High Plains. I had Amherst for one. Three-point shooting, 2 of 7 for Amherst. Free throw line jumper, Hadwiger doesn't hit anything but the glass. The rebound brought down by Braden Eckhout to Taubenheim. Charges the glass between defenders, lays it up and in. Eight straight for Trey Taubenheim. Time out, High Plains. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. It is Amherst 21, High Plains 16, 6:49 to go, quarter two here on Classic Hits.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Welcome back to the State Basketball Tournament, brought to you in part by Buzz's Marine. Buzz's Spring Sales Event, March 21st through the 28th at Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue in Kearney. High Plains finds themselves down by five after being up seven early at 11-4. Since then, a 17-5 run. Klingsporn drives, and he'll find the right baseline. Lay it up and in. Cole with 6 points now, averages 20 a game, and he's right on pace. 21-18, they leave Taubenheim for another three, but that one's a little strong, no good. Long rebound comes out to Thomas Young. Young wants to push the pace, gets it into the front court, settles it down. Back up top, Wirtz, wide open three, off the heel, high in the air. Klingsporn got the rebound, and he'll lay it back up and in. Back-to-back buckets for Klingsporn. And then they call Amherst for illegally inbounding the basketball, saying that they did not step out of bounds, and Trey Taubenheim saying, what did I do? Second turnover of the game for Amherst. And High Plains out of the timeout, a chance to run six in a row here and get the lead back. Klingsporn looking to throw it in. Oh, can't get it in. Has to burn a timeout. Never want to burn one there. Throw it in. 6:03 to go in the second quarter, and back-to-back timeouts here by the Storm. It's 21-20. Amherst will be right back.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Other scores. At halftime in Class C1, Columbus Scotus leads Fall City 24-21. 3 minutes to go in the second. Southern Valley trails Archbishop Bergen 19-16. Lincoln Northeast leads Norfolk at the half 25-22. Undefeated Norfolk down at halftime. We'll recap it all for you on our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We're the last 3:45 game to get tipped off. That Heartland game with Bloomfield took a while. Wirtz for three. High Plains can't get that one to go. Long rebound grabbed by Taubenheim. Trying to go coast to coast. Jump stop. Lays it up and in. And a reach-in foul. A chance at a three-point play. Two whistles blew. I think they both had a foul. One of them may have thought about a walk. But the foul will be called. And Trey Taubenheim has now scored 10 in a row for Amherst. The foul called on Jabe Wirtz. His first, just the second. Here on High Plains, and the free throw is up and in by Taubenheim, 24-20 in favor of the Broncos. Down early by seven, then up by five, currently up by four here on Classic Hits, 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And we have got a whistle away from the basketball, and it looks like an illegal screen going to be called here on High Plains. Andrew Adelson with his first foul, third team foul. So after the three-point play by Trey Taubenheim, Amherst has the ball back, a chance to get their biggest lead. Preble is out of the game. Holden Eckout is back in. Holden has been the sixth man. He did have to substitute as a starter for a couple of weeks around conference tournament time after the tournament when Ty Hadwiger hurt his ankle. With it, Taubenheim feeling it to the right wing. Pick and roll, tries to fire behind himself to Hadwiger. Ball got knocked away. It's loose. It's still loose. High Plains finally tracked it down. Third turnover for Amherst. Ty thought the ball was headed out of bounds, so he just kind of boxed out his man, and all of a sudden, another High Plains Storm came through. Klingsporn flashes down the lane, and Cole lays it up and in. He's got all 6 points in the quarter for High Plains. It's the Taubenheim versus Klingsporn show here in the second quarter. With it is going to be Eckout. He comes in. He is smothered on the block shot by Cale Harless. Amherst gets it back, trying to force it in. Ty Hadwiger, and oh, a break for the Broncos. They're going to call a kick ball. He threw it into a one-on-four, and not only was High Plains going to steal it, they were going to be off with numbers. So a break there for Amherst. 24-22 Broncos. Inbound right corner to Handwinkle. Try to set a screen for Braden Eckhout. Instead, Tobenheim hits a 12-footer. Trey Tobenheim feeling it here in the opening round of the state tournament. He averages 9 points per ball game. He's done that in this quarter alone. Scoring them all 13 straight for Tobenheim. 4:20 to go here in the second quarter of play. Great crowd on hand. The Wilcox-Hildreth guys have come over after their game today to watch. Little Fort Kearney Conference basketball, lowering his shoulder, driving in, hitting a tough scoop shot and getting a foul. High Plains three-point play opportunity for Thomas Young. He did it in the first quarter. He'll try and do it again here in the second. The foul will be called on Braden Eckhout, his first, team sixth. Free throw now for Young, who hit the one earlier, also hits this one. And we've got ourselves a one-point game, 26-25 Amherst with 4 minutes to go here in the first half of play. State tournament action brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Holding Eckhout, top of the circle, Cale Preble. If he wants the three, they'll let him shoot it. Hadwiger running the weave at the high post. Get it to Tobenheim. Great crossover dribble. Lobs it to Eckhout. Got his man in the air. Drives in. Now takes a tough contested shot that won't go. He took an open look into a double team, and the rebound is brought down by Harless. Harless brings it into the front court. Klingsporn for three. And Cole Klingsporn puts High Plains back on top. 28-26 with the second three of the game for the Storm. So a little 6-0 run here. An old-fashioned and the behind-the-arc style of three-point plays. Preble, they don't even guard him out there at the arc to hold an neck out off the screen. Nobody rolls, and a timeout going to be called here by Coach Bill Giffen. He didn't like what he was seeing. With 3:12 to go in the first half of play in the D1 Boys State Basketball Tournament, it is High Plains 28, Amherst 26. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Amherst basketball out of the Bronco timeout, now trailing by two. They set it up for Tobenheim, got his man in the air, and then tried to kick it to Hadwiger and threw it behind him. They probably set up a play there out of the timeout, and then High Plains kind of botched their defense, and Tobenheim would have normally shot the ball, but he knew what the play was they set up, and Hadwiger broke because he thought that he was going to shoot the basketball. Fourth turnover for Amherst. Again, I still have High Plains with no turnovers in the game. With it is Harless, top of the circle. Hands it to Klingsporn. Deep three. It's too strong, no good. And an over-the-back foul going to be called on the rebound on High Plains. Josh Demers got the ball, but he had to come over the top to do it. And I believe that'll be the fourth foul on High Plains. So no free throws yet. Eckhout got a little extra breather. Hadwiger will check out. First foul on Demers. Chance to tie the ball game back up or take the lead with a three here for Trevor Adelung. And Klingsporn tried to anticipate the steal, and he jumped one way just as Adelung moved that way. So the collision forces the foul. First foul on Cole, who has 9 in the quarter and 13 in the game. The only points in the quarter for Amherst are from Trey Tobenheim. He's got 10 in this quarter and 13 in the game. And he has the basketball on the inbounds. Over to Adelung, who got a slow start against Kennesaw in the district finals, so maybe saving it for the second half. Here's Preble for three, and that one's off the front of the iron. No good. Holden Eckhout battling for the loose basketball, and then they're going to call it out of bounds off Holden. He threw it in. It deflected off a High Plains player. He stepped back onto the court, but they say didn't establish position. And so the ball will come back over to High Plains. Good hustle. And High Plains will have the basketball, leading by two. They were up by as many as seven early on. Get it down to Wirtz on the low block. He's doubled. Now, can't pass it to anybody, so he decides to force the shot. It's no good. They're having a patty cake time of it underneath, and after three or four people touch it, Holden Eckhout will finally grab it for Amherst. Into the front court to Braden Eckhout. He's got 4 points, but somebody's got to help out Taubenheim. They're on a long dry spell now after getting that long run. Out along the left-hand corner. Step back three. It's too strong. And High Plains able to save it in somehow with Van Housen before it went out of bounds. Up the floor by defenders, taking it all the way to the rack and hitting the rim on the way up. Thomas Young. Oh, he missed a layup. Rebound brought down Eckhout. Amherst wants to run. There's no offense. The ball's loose. And it'll be grabbed by the Broncos. And nobody picks up Taubenheim. He'll take it to the hoop. Scoop shot. Good. Trey Taubenheim got lost in traffic. As they were scrambling for the basketball, his defender couldn't find him, and Taubenheim makes him pay. 15 in a row for Trey Taubenheim, and we are tied at 28. High Plains holding the ball, Wirtz kicks it up top to Harless, to Klingsporn. 1 minute to go here in the first half. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. First half stats, scores from around the state tournament, and a preview of tonight's games. Wirtz on the left elbow, kicks it back out. Now Young at the top of the circle. Gives it over on the weak side to Van Housen. Gets it down low on the block. Harless got there, and it's partially blocked on the way up by Trey Taubenheim. Shot goes off the iron, no good. Rebound put back up and in by Wirtz. It was thrown back in there by Eckhout, but Wirtz was the one standing there to grab it. Just good hustle and a good play by High Plains. 30-28, 30 seconds to go here in the half. Taubenheim puts the ball on his hip momentarily, and it looks like Amherst will play for one. A chance to tie or maybe even take a lead. With a three-point bucket, they'll dribble out 30 seconds or so. That's what they had on the clock. Down to 12. Taubenheim, top of the circle, a low 1-4. He'll dribble into the paint, stop, draw the double team, force the issue, and he's going to get a foul called. Two free throws coming up for Trey Taubenheim. He is one of one at the line. 7 seconds to go. Still time for whoever gets the ball here for one more possession. Taubenheim. On the foul called against Thomas Young, which is his first. Free throw up. Free throw too strong. No good. Into the ball game, Hadwiger for Amherst. And it'll be Adelson for High Plains. 30-28, High Plains. 7 seconds to go in the first half. Second free throw on the way. Missed them both. Rebound, Klingsporn. A chance to add to their lead. Klingsporn hustles it up the floor. Coast to coast. Kicks it out of the corner. A three at the buzzer. No good. And that is the end of the first half of play, as we expected. Up tempo and a pretty good scoring. First 16 minutes. At the half, it's the High Plains Storm, 30, and the Amherst Broncos, 28. You're listening to the D1 Boys State Basketball Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Amherst, Riverdale, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. 30-28 High Plains. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
During my 23 years at Mary Lanning, I think many of the patients became my personal friends, and you can't do that in a big city.
I think it is the philosophy that Mr. and Mrs. Lanning left when they made the hospital. It's a philosophy where you work for the good of the patient. That's what you're trying to do.
It's about continuing to have a caring staff that provides very competent care. And I think that that's just continued on.
I think the common core that doesn't change is how we treat patients as a person.
I'm proud to have contributed to part of the history and hopefully carrying on the legacy and the values.
We all feel proud that we have been a part of that history.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
And welcome back to the Project Activity Center here at Lincoln Southeast High School 2015 Boys State High School Basketball Tournament and the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. High Plains 30, Amherst 28. High Plains jumped out to a 7-point lead at 11-4, and then Amherst got things going. Cut it to 2, tied the game at 13. The teams exchanged 3-point buckets in the final 10 seconds of the quarter. And with that, Trey Toppenheim hit his first bucket and scored all of Amherst's points in the second quarter. So he has scored 15 consecutive points. That's good on one hand, but on the other hand, he needs a little help from the rest of his teammates. Big story, High Plains, 0 turnovers. 0 turnovers, and they only lead by 2 because Amherst has taken pretty good care of the ball as well with 4 turnovers in the basketball game. We'll look at all those in just a moment. Let's take a look at other scores from around the state tournament. It is Columbus Scotus 32, Falls City 29 in the third quarter. At halftime, Archbishop Bergen 23, Southern Valley 22 in C2 action. And in Class A, just underway in the third, Lincoln Northeast leads undefeated Norfolk 28-25. Earlier today in the state tournament, it was Omaha South defeating South Sioux City in Class A, 68-34. In Class B, Beatrice beat Plattsmouth 56-36, and Sydney edged Scotts Bluff 65-63. In Class C1, it was Winnebago over Wahoo, 66-50. Grand Island Central Catholic beat Shadron 46-36, and they'll play tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., while Bishop Newman was a 50-23 winner today over Lincoln Christian. In Class C2, Freeman beat Aquinas 47-41. In D1, Brooding Davenport Shickley beat Sutherland 59-33. Humphrey St. Francis over Clearwater Orchard 62-53. And it was Heartland over Bloomfield 65-46. So the winner of this game plays Heartland tomorrow at the Sports Center at 10:45. And in D2, Minotair hits a 3-pointer with 5 seconds to go to beat Paxton 53-52. Wilcox Hildreth trailed by 15 early in the third quarter. Cut it to 2, but Exeter Milligan scored the final 7 points to win it 49-40. Later tonight, Bertrand and Bancroft Rosalie here at Lincoln Southeast. It's actually the next game at 7 o'clock, and we'll have that for you on Classic Hits 98.9. Followed by Falls City Sacred Heart and Riverside. We will have the Hastings St. Cecilia Hardington Cedar Catholic game from Lincoln Northeast at 7 o'clock on the Breeze 94.5. That's followed by Bridgeport Battle Creek. And on the Breeze at 8:45, Adams Central will play Elkhorn South at the Devaney Center. Before that, Gretna and Mount Michael play. In A tonight, Creighton Prep and Millard West at 7, Omaha North and Bellevue West will play at 8:45. Halftime here, it's High Plains 30 and Amherst 28. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and we'll be back with more in a minute.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Don't forget that on ESPN 1460 and 1550 this weekend, today, tomorrow, and Sunday, It is coverage of the Big Ten men's basketball tournament. And so far today in the first game, Michigan pulls away late in the first half and wins it 73-55 over Illinois. And Penn State, who beat Nebraska yesterday, rallies from 8 down at halftime, scoring 48 points in the second half to knock off Iowa 67-58. At 5:30, Indiana will play Northwestern, followed by Minnesota and Ohio State coming up later tonight at around 7:30. And that is all second-round action. Let's take a look now at some of the rest of the action from the first half here and a look at your first half stats. I'll start with High Plains. I have Andrew Schuler picking up 2 points as Schuler went to the free throw line and hit a couple of free throws. That is Schuler's total. Then you have Cale Harless, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and a block shot. Cole Klingsporn leads the way with 13 points. He has 3 rebounds. 1 rebound for Kyler Van Housen. Jabe Wirtz, 7 points, 2 rebounds. And Thomas Young, 6 points and 1 rebound. 3 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second quarter. From the free throw line, High Plains was 3 of 3 in the first quarter and 1 of 1 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, 1 of 4 in the first quarter and 2 of 5 in the second quarter. And the most impressive number, 0 turnovers in the first half of play. Foul situation, nobody has more than one. For the Storm, 16 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second, and at the half, 30 points, 9 rebounds, 4 out of 4 at the free throw line, 2 of 9 from 3-point land, 1 block, 0 turnovers for High Plains. We'll look at the numbers for Amherst in a minute.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Now here's a look at the first half numbers for the Amherst Broncos. Holdenek out, 2 points, 1 rebound. Trey Tobenheim has scored the last 15 points, and that's his game-leading number right now. He has 1 rebound. Braden Eckout, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Cale Preble, 3 points and a rebound. Ty Hadwiger, 4 points, 2 rebounds. 4 rebounds in the first quarter, 5 in the second. Free throw shooting was all Tobenheim. He's 1 of 3. 3-point shooting, 2 of 6 in the first quarter. 2 of 7 in the first quarter, and 1 of 4 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 1 in the first, 3 in the second. Nobody has more than 1 foul for Amherst in the first half either, so that could allow for a little more physicality in the third quarter as both teams have fouls to give. Amherst had 16 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second, all from Trey Tobenheim. And at the half, the Broncos have 28 points, 9 rebounds. 1 out of 3 from the free throw line, 3 of 11 from 3-point land, and 4 turnovers. 23-2, High Plains leads 23-3, Amherst, 30-28 at the half. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from 2 payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success. For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork.
From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Ready to get the second half underway. Let's take a look at our seeds to success here for Amherst as they finish out the ball game. Brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer seed professional. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? It's easy. Pioneer.com and your mobile Pioneer.com on their smartphone. The great seeds to success for a better yield. Start with Pioneer and your local professional, Craig Weeches. I think Amherst is playing pretty good basketball. They are going to have to hang in there on the boards. Hang in there on the boards and obviously continue to be aggressive. This has been a pretty even, well-played game. High Plains gets the ball to start the third quarter, try to force it inside. They turn it over for the first time in the game on the opening possession of the second half, and Hadwiger takes it to the rack, can't get it to fall. Rebound brought down by Harless. And across the timeline, Klingsborn averages 20, got 13 in the first half. One-hand runner in the paint from seven, hits on the back of the rim twice and goes in. Shooter's touch for Cole Klingsborn, put it up softly and was rewarded. 32-28 in favor of Amherst. Excuse me, of High Plains. Down by four, Amherst with the ball. Adelung gets it into Hadwiger, and a hook going to be called here on High Plains. Hadwiger got inside the double team and a foul on Thomas Young. He'll be the first player in the game with two personal fouls. So Amherst on their opening possession here of the third quarter, working around. Adelung to Hadwiger, jumping out to Eckout. Braden tries the three. It's too strong. Rebound comes out to Young. Not a good week to be weak from three-point land. And Adelung needs to get going too. Drive it in. A score for High Plains. Thomas Young. And the first two buckets here of the second half belong to the Storm. They're up by six. Adelung to Hadwiger to the free throw line. Quick pull-up jumper, and he got it in. Got a little lucky there. That was not a puny shot. And the problem was there was zero Amherst people in the paint to try and get a rebound. Here's a pull-up jumper. Klingsport at the other end. Rolls out the rim. No good. Offensive stick back, though. Cale Harless got in there for the offensive board. They didn't get a lot of those in the first half. And one of the reasons Amherst was able to stick around in the ball game, not giving up second chance easy buckets. That one, though, Harless earns. Adelung trying to get free off the screen. Young doing a good job defensively on him. Give it to Braden Eckout, guarded by Wirtz. Running that weave. Hadwiger knocked out of his hands. Steal made. Two on one. Taubenheim runs in front to draw the foul. The layup is no good. Two free throws coming up, though, and Taubenheim with his second personal foul. We've played nearly 11 minutes without any Amherst scorer outside of Trey Taubenheim, and that is hard to believe. Adelson to shoot two, and the first one good. First point of the ball game for Andrew Adelson, the 6-foot senior guard. 37-30, that equals the largest lead of the game for High Plains. Coming out on fire here in the third quarter. Second free throw, Adelson up and in. 8 points in less than 2 minutes here for the Storm. 38-30, High Plains now has turned a five-point deficit into an eight-point lead. Ball at the top of the circle, Taubenheim over to Preble. Sag on him, he's on the right wing, up top to Eckout, forces it inside, and a foul called. Coming over the top to knock it away from Holden Eckout is Andrew Adelson. His second, team second. And Braden Eckout to throw it in, stack the right side of the lane. Preble comes free in the right-hand corner, decides to dribble in, and wanted to bounce it right back to Braden Eckout. It gets kicked, the ball's loose, and High Plains comes away with another steal. Long outlet pass, they'll run it out, the layup is good, and a foul to go along with it. You can't give them the ticky-tack foul, and that's what happened right there for Amherst. Everything that could go wrong went wrong, and Coach Bill Giffen wants a timeout. The officials finally recognize it. The foul on Holden Eckout is his second, but the lead is now 10. And at the line will be Thomas Young. He has been a big thorn in the side of the Amherst Broncos. 5:40 to go here in the third quarter. High Plains 40, Amherst 30. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. To tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Platte Valley Communications, they are your source for cellular phone sales, service, and repair. Their 30-year reputation has been built by offering the highest quality products and the best possible service. They are your Alltel authorized agent and look forward to providing you with service far superior to the super centers and the strip malls. Platte Valley Communications in Kearney and Hastings. Check your white pages.
Out of the timeout, the free throw is no good by Thomas Young, and Holden Eckout will grab the rebound. Amherst will push it into the front court, needing to get it going, down 40-30. Preble top of the circle against the man-to-man here from High Plains, a very difficult first-round matchup for both teams. Handoff, again, even though they're the higher seed, sometimes you see the underdogs pick up, and Amherst with that great record is the sixth seed. Holden Eckout spots up for the three. Left corner, it is no good. Ball slapped out. Ty Hadwiger will grab it to Braden for three. All the way around and out, no good. Harless gets the rebound, and Amherst is cold from the field. And that is what Amherst is. They shoot well, they'll beat you. They don't, it won't go well. Klingsporn, quick three at the other end. Spot up, no good. Rebound, Braden Eckout. Outlet pass is thrown away. Third turnover of the quarter for Amherst. And they have got to right the ship in a hurry because it's going to be tough to come back on High Plains as it is. Klingsporn with it on the right side of the key. Right elbow, Wirtz unguarded. Turnaround jumper up and in. Nine now for Jabe Wirtz. 42-30, a 12-point High Plains lead. Eck out in the corner to Preble. Holds the ball, gets it to Hadwiger. Back out top. Slide it over to the right wing again to Preble. He'll take the three because he's open, but it's short, no good. And High Plains is getting everything they want. They're getting the guys to shoot the ball that they want, the pace they want. And Amherst has done zilch out of that timeout. They are allowing High Plains to dictate everything. Off the screen, Klingsporn, and a blocking foul called on Holden Eckout. That'll be his third, second team foul of the half. Checking back in will be Trevor Adelung. Again, as Coach Giffen said, illness has been up and down, but it's been that way for everybody, and you got to think that Adelung might be a little bit more under the weather. His time tonight has been not usual. Inbounds pass comes out to Demers, kicks it right wing for a three-pointer. Klingsporn, quick shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Adelung, and Trevor will hustle it up the floor, but no numbers. Pulls up, thinking about a three, keeps the dribble on the right wing, takes it into the post, throws it up, draws the foul. And he'll have a chance to score from the free throw line. Just 2 points so far in the third quarter for Amherst with 3:39 to go. The third foul on Thomas Young for High Plains. Adelung's free throw, no good. Still stuck on 30. Eight in a row for High Plains as the free throw is on the way. In and out, no good. It is tapped out of bounds, but off of Ty Hadwiger. And High Plains will inbound the basketball. Amherst going to try and put some backcourt pressure on. Again, that's kind of one of those catch-22s. You can't put that pressure on if you're not scoring. Baseball pass to throw over it. Klingsporn trying to save it. Did it hit any of the Amherst players? No, it did not. High Plains didn't like it. They thought that Klingsporn threw it off the leg of an Amherst Bronco. Ends up being the second turnover of the ball game for High Plains. Ty Hadwiger drives out to Adelung. Spot up three, good. Finally, something goes down for the Broncos, and Adelung will knock it down to make it 42-33. Coast to coast the other way. Short jumper won't fall for Demers. Rebound brought down. Eckout out to Holden, and he's fouled. Holden had to come to a quick stop because he was going to travel with a basketball, and the High Plains defender couldn't avoid him. And running over the back is Josh Demers. His second, team's fourth. Still Amherst basketball trying to find a way to get something going. Trailing by a score of 42-33 with 3:05 to go here in the third quarter of play. into Adelung. Adelung working left elbow. Draws the double team, kicks it out to Tobenheim. Tobenheim back out top, Braden Eck out. Three-pointer won't go. Rebound grab by Adelson. High Plains wants to push the ball up the floor. Adelson double teamed and a timeout right in front of the coach. Coach Hudson says, let's take a timeout here. They'll only have two remaining. With 2:46 remaining in the third quarter of play, this timeout is brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. It is High Plains 42, Amherst 33.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you at the Prosh Activity Center. State Tournament Basketball brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. It'll be High Plains ball, up 9, 42-33. Into the game is Andrew Schuller. Kicks it right side, driving the baseline, throwing it up, Klingsborn, and it bounces in. Cole with 17, 44-33, up by 11, with 2:25 to go in the third quarter. To Braden Eckhout. Hammer's trying to get an offense set, slowing it down. On Wirtz, trying to go one-on-one, and Wirtz going to be called for a reach-in foul, caught on the crossover. Amherst has been caught there a couple times, and now Wirtz gets called for it. Again, it's not much of a foul, but they blow the whistle. So Amherst to throw it in on the far side in front of the High Plains fans. Off a couple of screens to Adelung, 25 feet away. Dribbles closer to the three-point arc, wants to take his man, then tries to throw it backwards. It's knocked away, and eventually it's grabbed by Amherst. In the backcourt, up ahead, they don't have numbers, so Braden Eckhout gets it to Adela. Nobody inside the arc, trying to get Hadwiger posted up. He's been a non-factor here lately. Tobenheim driving on Wirtz. Here's the bumping and grinding, and then he is going to be called for a travel. They call that ticky-tack stuff at the top of the key, and then when they get inside to the big boys, they let them play, and it's both ways, so both teams have to make sure they know that. And another turnover for Amherst, their eighth of the ball game. 44-33. High Plains breaks the press. Three on three. Attacks the hoop. Shot blocked from behind by Tobenheim, but it's picked up under the hoop by Klingsborn. Amherst made a great play with Tobenheim, but Klingsborn picked up the trash and scored. And Amherst is down 13. Hadwiger out to Adelung. They need to be crisper with their passes. High Plains jumping those passing lanes. No back cutting at all from Amherst. Adelung gets tripped up, ball goes out of bounds, and they give it to High Plains, saying that he stepped on a foot. 46-33, High Plains 16, Amherst 5 here in the third quarter. Minute 20 to go. Amherst has got to get something going positive. With it is Young. Breaks the press, throws it to the front court to Harless, who finds Wirtz. A minute 10 to go. Nobody guards Wirtz. He drives into the paint. Double shuffle. Throws it up with the left hand. No good. It gets deflected back to him. The ball bounces in the way of the storm. Throw it back out top. Pull-up jumper from 17, Young. It's no good. Cale Preble will grab his second rebound. Nobody guards Preble, so he brings it up the floor. And they'll give it off to Braden Eckhout. If they're not going to guard Preble, they got to get him the ball inside. Eckhout's going to hit a three, though. Braden Eckhout pulls up, gets his first point since the first quarter. 46-36, High Plains, 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Throw over the top of the press into the front court. Harless right back to Klingsborn, attacks the hoop, lobs it underneath, easy layup, Adelson scores. Great job and transition to get points on the board here for High Plains. 20 seconds to go. Amherst walks the ball up the floor. Tobenheim down by a dozen. Adelung between the circles playing for the last shot. 10 seconds to go. Dribbles to the top of the key. They sag on him. 7 seconds. Adelung to the baseline. Adelung to the rack. Puts it off the glass and spins it in. 5 seconds to go. High Plains works from three-quarter court. And it is off the glass, and we're at the end of three in the boys' D1 state tournament. But High Plains has taken a two-point halftime lead out to 10. High Plains 48, Amherst 38. State tournament action brought to you by Buzz's Spring Sales Event, Buzz's Marine, March 21st through the 28th. Stop by and see them on South Central Avenue, Kearney.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
High Plains 48, Amherst 38. Amherst ball to start the fourth quarter here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, and Riverdale, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Amherst with the basketball, running that high weave, trying to get a screen, trying to get a three. Now Toppenheim backs it out. He's got a team high 15. Klingsborn has 19. Four High Plains, Adelung's three, in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Cale Harless. 5 out of 18 from three-point land, which isn't horrible, but it's not what Amherst needs against High Plains. 2 of 11 for the Storm from outside. With it between the circles is Young. He's got 10 points, the other player in double figures, and High Plains drops the basketball, but nobody is there for Amherst. It looked like for sure it was headed out to the concession stand, but they save it. Only 2 turnovers in the entire game for High Plains. Both were in the third quarter. Amherst had 5 and a total of 9 in the game. High Plains working clock. A minute gone already here in the fourth quarter. Up top, Wirtz. The winner gets Heartland tomorrow at the Devaney Center at 10:45. Harless with a basketball, trying to trap, and a foul called coming off the screen on Adelung. The foul on Trevor will be his second. Third team foul on the Broncos. 6:47 remains in the game. High Plains 48, Amherst 38. We saw Wilcox Hildreth make a run this morning and came up short. Can Amherst make a run? Give and go to Young. Skips it over to Wirtz. Comes into the paint. Tries to make the pass back to the baseline and tipped by Amherst and out of bounds. So inbounds from the baseline for High Plains. Klingsborn to throw it in. Looking. Dumps it in short to Wirtz, back to Klingsborn, swings it over to Demers. Demers drives left baseline, got Hadwiger in the air. Ty does the good thing by making sure he fouls him strong, but it will be 2 free throws. And Amherst has been caught in that situation a lot tonight. Off screens, getting caught, having to switch and not being there in time. The first free throw does come up short, though, for Demers. He is still looking for his first point of the game. 6 of 8 now from the line for High Plains. 1 of 5 for Amherst. Second free throw, also short. And Braden Eckout will grab his 8th rebound. But Amherst needs to get going. We've been talking about it the whole half. 6:30 to go in the game. With it, Adelung. Working out top, gives it to Braden Eckout. Got Wirtz in the air, but drives into the double team to Preble. Right back to Eckout. Quick step back three. All wrist comes up short. Rebound to Mears. And here comes High Plains. Against some pressure in the backcourt, Demers will get it to Klingsborn. Klingsborn against the man-to-man goes right around Preble, pulls up over Hadwiger and hits the shot. Cole Klingsborn showing his athleticism, 50-38, High Plains. To Hadwiger, tries to dribble through the double team, turned over. Amherst will try and hustle back defensively. Klingsborn beats him back, layup good, timeout Amherst. Not going to happen today. High Plains is just playing way, way too good. The layup by Klingsborn gives him 23 in the contest, And Amherst has got to find some magic because High Plains is playing near perfect basketball. The Storm 52, the Broncos 38, 5:49 to go in the game here on Classic Hits.
I've always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Well, Amherst has done some crazy stuff before. Remember, they scored the final 10 points to beat Elm Creek in the sub-district final. They're going to need something like that again. Now, there's a lot of time, but they have been held in this second half to just 10 points. 52-38, the largest lead of the game for High Plains. Adelung out top, trying to get it into Hadwiger. Turnaround jumper, well contested from eight. It's just a tough shot. It's no good. Harless brings down the rebound. Ammer's kind of throwing it up and hoping right now. Klingsporn brings it into the front court. They know they have Amherst down. A nice dish for the layup. Kale, Harless, Klingsporn just playing with him now. It's a mouse, and he's got the string. 54-38, up to Holden Eckout. Back out Hadwiger, quick three, no good. Rebound, Braden Eckout comes in there and grabs his eighth. Kicks it out to Adelung. Cross court to Holden Eckout with the skip pass. Gets it to Tobenheim in the corner. Tobenheim, who scored 15 in a row, hasn't scored yet. Top of the key, long three, Adelung. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Harless. You can tell they're starting to tighten up as Klingsporn gets around one defender, around two. Now he pulls up and gives it off to Adelson. 54-38, High Plains, 4:40 to go. On the wing, they get it to Young. Don't forget tonight, Bertrand and Bancroft Rosalie also here at Southeast in D2 action, 7 o'clock on Classic Hits. While we'll have the St. Cecilia and Adams Central games on the Breeze, 94.5 at 7 and 8:45, and Holden Eckout just whistled for his fourth personal foul, sixth team foul. Tomorrow, we'll have the first semifinal from Pinnacle Bank Arena, Grand Island Central Catholic against Winnebago. Tip-off is at 9 a.m. here on Classic Hits. And to throw it in will be Jabe Wirtz. Top of the circle to Harless. Back to Wirtz. Trying to draw the charge, but not getting it is Holden Eckout. They'll kick it back out top. 4:20 to go in the basketball game. And with only two turnovers in the game, you can tell High Plains has handled all pressure well. This time, Klingsporn gets tripped up, but the offensive rebound is put back up and in by Cale Harless. Again, the shot was so off that Harless was able to get in there and get the offensive stick back. Foul at the other end, 4 minutes to go. 56-38, an 8-0 run. Team fouls are even at six apiece. That's the second on Cole Klingsporn. Amherst to throw it in underneath. Braden Eckout looking. Again, Amherst will only lose Cale Preble next year, but that doesn't do him any solace now. Hadwiger over to Braden Eckout, trying to get a three. Long three, no good. 0 of 5 here in the quarter. Goes out of bounds. 5 of 22 in the game. It's just, it'll be frustrating in that locker room from Amherst. They know they're better than this, but a combination of not shooting the ball well. And Coach Giffen says, we shoot the ball well, we're going to win. If we don't, we're going to have a big-time trouble, and High Plains has just played so, so well here today. It is not like they're going to lose to an inferior team. 3:40 to go, and High Plains spread the floor. Preble tried to force the jump ball, instead gets called for the foul. That'll be his second. And a 1-on-1 coming up here for the Storm. And at the line, Thomas Young. He's 2 of 3. 10 points in the game. 3:38 remains when we're done. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. All the final stats, coach. Score updates and more. Free throw no good. Preble is able to run down the rebound, his third. Braden Eckout brings the ball up the floor. Wirtz bumps off him. Back to Holden. Holden trying to make a pass. Wirtz knocks it away. Holden gets it back. Out to Tobenheim. Amherst fans thinking there's a little too much pushing going on out there right now as Tobenheim comes down the lane, jump stop, got the defenders in the air, scoops it off the glass and scores. 17 now for Trey Tobenheim. But those are the first points of the fourth quarter, and they come at the 3:11 mark. So a dry spell to start the third and a drought to start the fourth, Sahara-esque. Inbounds pass, a foul called on Trey Tomenheim. So Jabe Wirtz will trot to the other end to shoot the 1-1 on the eighth team foul. And Wirtz, the lefty, takes his time, puts it up, and it rolls off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Holdenek out to Bradenek out, up ahead to Hadwiger. Defense didn't get back. He throws it up, blocking foul. It rolls off the front of the rim. Boy, just about a gift there for Ty Hadwiger. Now he's got to earn it at the line. Ty has 6 points. This is his first trip to the line. It tells you about the height disadvantage that Amherst had. They've been able to do zero in the paint. Hadwiger, a quick attempt. It's no good. Van Housen picks up the foul, his first. Holdenek out, checks out. The original five starters back out there for Amherst. And the second free throw coming up, and it is no good. Missed them both. Rebound brought down by Cole Klingsporn. So not much going right here for the Amherst Broncos on this Thursday afternoon in Lincoln on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. 2:50 to go. Try to get it into Wirtz. It went through his hands. Just the third turnover for High Plains, and Adelung will pick it up. Trevor looking for a screen. Gives it to Tobenheim into Hadwiger. Back out, Braden Eck out. Quick three. Barely hit the front of the rim. Rebound, though, Cale Preble. Reverse layup. Put it up. No good. And it'll be yanked down by High Plains. Then knocked away. Picked up by Wirtz after Young got the rebound. 2:20 to go, 56-40, High Plains. They're going to face Heartland tomorrow. High Plains and Heartland will battle tomorrow in the state semifinals. And even though they're in the same ballpark, they have played, and a one-point win for High Plains, 49-48. High Plains turns it over, Adelung to the other end, and they're going to call him for a charge. That's the way the game has went. Klingsporn was moving, but they call the charge on Adelung because it was a one-on-four. And so for Trevor, that'll be his third foul. And right back over to High Plains. And a difficult time here for the Broncos. They've only been in this situation once all year, and that was the regular season finale against Wilcox-Hildreth. And the Falcons stuck it to them, 53-36. State tournament action brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Don't forget, every single championship game Saturday is on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. As a foul is called on the inbounds, that'll be the 10th team foul on Amherst. Adelung with his fourth, Holdenek out with his fourth. Coach Giffen has not put any designated foulers in there. Somebody off the bench that is just there to commit fouls. And so at the free throw line is Cole Klingsporn. He'll put the first one up and in. He's got 24 in the basketball game. And the second one coming up. And it is good. So Klingsporn hits them both. He's got 6 in the quarter. 58-40, 18-point lead, a 3. Cale Preble hits the front of the rim, no good. Another one and done. Klingsporn in there, gets the rebound, his 6th. High Plains, 58-40. And Coach Hudson has not made a move to clear his bench, but it won't be long. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up as High Plains just working it around the perimeter, trying to play keep away and then turned it over. Thought they had a cutter, and instead, Braden Eckout takes it, goes coast to coast. They let him go, and Braden will set it up there and in. And on the inbounds, a big collision between Klingsporn and Preble, and into the Amherst bench they go. Preble, his third personal foul, and Klingsporn gets to add to his point total. 4 in the first, 9 in the second, 6 in the third, and 6 so far here in the fourth. That adds up to 25 for Cole Klingsporn. And he's got a chance to get more. The first one is up, and it is too strong. In other action, they're in overtime between Columbus Scotus and Fall City. A minute to go. Scotus up by 2. In the fourth quarter, Archbishop Bergen 51-42 over Southern Valley. And Cale Preble has just checked out of the game, the lone senior for Amherst, to a round of applause. Second rebound, Klingsport, no good, but it came out long, and Harless gets the rebound, his 10th, 8th of the half. So High Plains gets to dribble around some more. They don't want to foul, but they don't want to just see him standing there. And Adelung does tip it away. Steal is made, picked up by Braden Eckout, and then he can't control it. Scoops it to Adelung. Trevor for three. It is around and around, and can you believe it? It comes out. It comes out of the cylinder. Might have been some offensive interference, but they'll say it's no good. The rebound brought down by Harless, and a timeout called by High Plains to bring the starters out of the game. 55 seconds to go. High Plains leads at 58-42. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
One other score to pass along as we've hit a final in Class A, and Lincoln Northeast not only beats Norfolk, giving them their first loss of the year, they pound them 61-43. Subs on the floor for both teams. High Plains with a basketball. Into the contest here for Amherst, you've got Colin Jackson, Chase Pearson, along with Riley Thompson. Blake Kreitz is back out there, and Brian Bramer. High Plains moving it around here in the final 45 seconds. They'll get it up to Tanner Parsons. Parsons over to Andrew Schuler. And another timeout, High Plains, so they can get Bo Dittmer, a freshman, into the game. And they do bring him over to the benches here instead of just making the substitutions. So 30 seconds to go in the ball game. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. The New West postgame show coming up. Final stats, score updates. So stay with us as both Fort Kearney Conference teams fall here today in the opening round of the state tournament. You knew they were toss-ups. Many of the state pundits believed that both were underdogs, and it turned out being that way here today. Taylor Killen comes in now for Amherst. Trevor Lockhorn is in there. Evan Palmer is in. 25 seconds to go in the game. And it'll be Omar Ramirez with it. He'll give it off on the right wing to Schuler. Back out top, they'll give it to Gavin Swanson. Let's see if High Plains takes a shot. I know if it was me, first guy that touches it, shoot it, and they will. Swanson hits it from 17 feet away. Gavin Swanson straight away knocks it down. 7 seconds to go. Amherst brings it up the floor on the left wing, taking the jumper. Colin Jackson off the mark, and this basketball game is over. It was a very competitive first half, but Amherst held to 14 points in the second half of play, and they fall today to High Plains by a score of 60-42. High Plains, no answer for them in a very solid second half of play. 60-42, High Plains now 24-2. They will advance on to tomorrow's state semifinals to play 22-3 Heartland. And former Amherst coach Clark Ribble will be in the semifinals there. And this Amherst crew will have to try and go through another season and return to state next year as they end a very, very good season at 23-4. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports and to the folks at Amherst. Man, a good season. Boys and girls basketball, state wrestling, double champions. I'll tell you what, when you're a D1 or D2 community and the run they made in football, I'll tell you what, heck of a year for the Amherst Broncos. We'll take a break. New West postgame show when we return.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Well, Amherst waited from 1963 to 1987 and got a team to the state finals where they were runner-up, and now they've waited from 1987 to 2015 to get back, and they'll go home today as they were outplayed in the second half by High Plains, taking a 30-28 victory into a 60-42 victory here this afternoon. And other scores to pass along to you, it looks like we may have one game that is still going on in this session, and they are very, very late. Archbishop Bergen leading Southern Valley at last check by a score of 55-47. Now 56-49, Archbishop Bergen leading Southern Valley with under a minute to go. Also, Lincoln Northeast upset Norfolk 61-43 in Class A. In C1 in overtime, Columbus Scotus beat Falls City 58-53. And then here, of course, 60-42, Amherst Falls to High Plains. We'll take a break, give you the final numbers on the New West postgame show right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, just a sec. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And it is a final now in Class C2 as Archbishop Bergen has beaten Southern Valley by a score of 56-49. So it has not been a very good day for teams in Central Nebraska as we get ready for Bertrand, Hastings St. Cecilia, and Adams Central tonight. Back on the New West postgame report, let's take a look now at the final numbers of our ball game. We'll start with High Plains. Six players scored. Andrew Schuler with 2 points. He had the points off the bench. Everything else came from the starters. So only two of the 60 coming off the bench for High Plains. One rebound for Josh Demirs. Cale Harless, 8 points. A game-high 11 rebounds and one block. Cole Klingsporn, a game-high 25 points. He averages 20 a game, and he got 25 tonight. 6 rebounds. Andrew Adelson, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Kyler Van Housen, 1 rebound. Jabe Wirtz, 9 points, 3 rebounds. And Thomas Young, 10 points and 3 rebounds. 9 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half, as they got way more offensive boards than they did in the first half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 4 in the first half, 4 of 11 in the second half. High Plains did shoot just 2 of 8 in the fourth quarter, but had built such a big lead, it did not matter. 3-point shooting, 2 of 9 in the first half, and 0 of 2 in the second half. Turnovers, High Plains had none in the first half of play, and then 6 in the second half of play, including 4 there in the fourth quarter. 30 points in each half, and High Plains finishes with 60 points, 27 rebounds, 8 out of 15 from the free throw line, 2 of 11 from three-point land, 1 block shot, and 6 turnovers. High Plains now 24-2 will advance to the semifinals tomorrow to take on Heartland at the Devaney Center at 10:45. We'll look at Amherst numbers right after this.
Platte Valley Communications, they are your source for cellular phone sales, service, and repair. Their 30-year reputation has been built by offering the highest quality products and the best possible service. They are your Alltel authorized agent and look forward to providing you with service far superior to the supercenters and the strip malls. Platte Valley Communications in Kearney and Hastings. Check your white pages.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
And welcome back to the New West postgame report. As we move on here, 60-42, High Plains defeating Amherst. Now look at the final numbers for the Amherst Broncos. We had Trevor Adelung with 5 points, 1 rebound. Holden Eckhout, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Trey Toppenheim scored 15 in a row. He hit a 3 at the end of the first quarter buzzer and all 12 of his team's points in the second quarter. But somehow just 2 the rest of the way. He does finish with a team-high 17 points, 1 rebound. Braden Eckhout, 9 points, a team-high 8 rebounds. Cale Preble, 3 points, 4 rebounds. And Ty Hadwiger, 6 points and 3 rebounds. 9 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 3 in the first half, 0 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers, 3 of 11 in the first, 3-point shooting, 3 of 11 in the first half, 2 of 13 in the second half. And turnovers, 4 in the first half and 6 in the second half. Amherst had 28 points at halftime, but just 14 in the second half and finished with 42 points, 20 rebounds. 1 out of 7 at the free throw line, 5 of 24 from three-point land, 1 block shot, and 10 turnovers. And Amherst will end the season at 23-4 with a 60-42 loss to High Plains. Down 2 at halftime, ended up down 18 at the end of the game, which equaled the largest margin of the entire game for High Plains. State tournament basketball action is brought to you in part by Buzz's Marine. Don't forget that Buzz's spring sales event is March 21st through the 28th at Buzz's Marine on South Central Avenue in Kearney. We'll be back to wrap things up here from the Prosh Activity Center right after this.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from 2 payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
We have not seen Amherst coach Bill Giffen pop his head out here at Lincoln Southeast yet. If he does here in the next couple of minutes, we will get an opportunity to chat with the Amherst coach. But here's what's happened so far today at the state tournament. As we get ready for the night session, let's run it down for you. In Class A, last week's Norfolk girls were the story with their run. Now maybe the Norfolk boys, the only undefeated team down here, gets beat 61-43 by Lincoln Northeast. They'll play Omaha South tomorrow. South rolled up South Sioux City 68-34. Tonight at Pinnacle Bank at 7, Creighton Prep will play Millard West, and that'll be Omaha North and Bellevue West at 8:45. In B, Beatrice beat Plattsmouth today 56-36. They'll play Sydney tomorrow at 2. Sydney beat Scotts Bluff 65-63. Tonight, Gretna and Mount Michael at the Sports Center at 7, followed by Adams Central, Elkhorn South, 8:45 on the Breeze, 94.5. C1 semifinals are set. They will play at 9 and 10:45 tomorrow morning, and those games will be at Pinnacle Bank Arena. It was Winnebago over Wahoo 66-50, and they'll play Grand Island Central Catholic, who beat Shadron 46-36, so that 9 a.m. game will be here on Classic Hits. Bishop Newman shut down Lincoln Christian 50-23, and they'll play Columbus Scotus as the Centennial Conference continues to advance on. Scotus went overtime to beat Fall City 58-53. In Class C2, it was Freeman downing Aquinas 47-41. And it was Archbishop Bergen over Southern Valley by a score of 56-49. So Freeman and Bergen tomorrow night at 7 at the Sports Center. Tonight at Lincoln Northeast, St. Cecilia and Hardington Cedar Catholic will play at 7 o'clock, and you'll hear that on the Breeze 94.5. Then it's Battle Creek and Bridgeport. The winners of that play at 8:45 tomorrow. D1, the semifinals are set. Bruning Davenport Shickley was a winner over Sutherland 59-33. They'll play Humphrey St. Francis, a 62-53 winner over Clearwater Orchard. That's at 9 a.m. at the Sports Center tomorrow. Heartland beat Bloomfield 65-46. They'll play High Plains, who just beat Amherst 60-42 tomorrow at 10:45. And in D2, Minotaur over Paxton 53-52. Exeter Milligan beat Wilcox Hildreth 49-40. They'll play at the Sports Center tomorrow at 2. Tonight in D2, coming up next here at Lincoln Southeast and here on Classic Hits, Bertrand will play number one Bancroft Rosalie, followed by Riverside taking on Fall City Sacred Heart. Well, it looks like no availability for Coach Bill Giffen. I'm sure they're very disappointed as well with the way the last 16 minutes of the ball game went. But we thank you for his time all season long, and that's going to wrap things up on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. As we say, everybody loses in the postseason in each class except one team. It should not diminish the great season that Amherst has. They fall 23-4, 60-42. State basketball brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care, and Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings, along with Buzz's Marine. Buzz's Spring Sales Event, March 21st through the 28th at Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue in Kearney. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks so much to all the sponsors, and thanks for listening. Bertrand coming up against Bancroft Rosalie at 7, and again, our final score, High Plains 60, Amherst 42.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.